This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of major parties meet in Singhadarbar. Prime Minister urges all not to connect their meeting with fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Former Home Minister Bal Krishna Kant sent to custody for 3 days for investigation into his alleged connection to fake Bhutanese refugee scam. UML suspends party secretary Top Bahadur Rai Maji following arrest warrant against him, and at least 5 people killed and more than 1,000 arrested in protest in Pakistan against Imran Khan's arrest. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the 3 major political parties held a meeting at Singhadarbar yesterday. Prime Minister's press adviser Govindacharya said Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Nepali Congress President Shyabahadur Dewa and CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli discussed the bills related to Constitutional Council and the Transitional Justice. Press adviser Acharya further said yesterday's meeting was the continuation of Tuesday's sitting of the top leaders. Talking to journalists after the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal urged all not to have doubt about the meeting of the top leaders, saying there was no need to connect the meeting with the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Nepali Congress Central Member and former Home Minister Bal Krishna Khan and his personal secretary Narendra Kesi have been remanded to 3 days in judicial custody with the approval of the Kathmandu District Court. Khan was arrested by the police yesterday for his alleged involvement in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Likewise, his personal secretary Narendra Kesi was also arrested by police in the same connection. The CPN-UML has suspended party secretary Top Bahadur Rai Maji over his alleged involvement in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. A press note issued by UML General Secretary Sankar Pokhrel stated that to cooperate in the investigation into the scam, Rai Maji had been suspended from the post of the party secretary until the case was settled. Meanwhile, CPN-UML Deputy General Secretary Prithibi Subbagurung asserted that his party was committed to cooperating with the government in the investigation of the fake Bhutanese refugee scam, participating in the discussions over the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives. Leader Gurung reiterated the party's support for the government's initiatives in the case. Similarly, in the House meeting yesterday, Nepali Congress parliamentarian Gagan Kumar Thapa demanded stern action against anyone involved in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam, irrespective of their designation and party affiliation. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Naren Kaji Shrestha has reiterated that anyone indulged in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam would be brought under the purview of law. During his meeting with a delegation of Nepali Congress leaders at the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said the government would act against any cases of corruption impartially. On the occasion, the Nepali Congress leaders present in the meeting applauded the government's move against corruption and urged the government to intensify the investigation into the scam and conclude it substantially. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat has said the upcoming budget will prioritize the programs that ensure benefits to a larger section of the population. Answering the queries raised by lawmakers over the pre-budget deliberation in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, the Finance Minister said the upcoming budget would incorporate limited but effective programs. The Finance Minister added that the government would prioritize hydroelectricity production to fulfill the country's needs. Finance Minister Dr. Mahat also said unnecessary expenditures would be cut down due to the issues including low economic growth and revenue generation, trade deficits and increment in debt responsibility. Meanwhile, the House has accepted the ordinance designed to amend some Nepal Act 2023 for its consideration. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has assured that the government will not indulge in any wrongdoings. Addressing an event organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 23rd Memorial Day of Communist leader Nirmal Lama, Prime Minister Dahal reiterated that the government would only deliver good works. President Ramchandra Powdel has been holding consultations with the stakeholders for the past couple of days on the citizenship bill. The president yesterday met with constitution and legal experts and sought their views over the sovereignty of parliament, adding that what could happen if a bill passed by parliament and approved from the speaker was left in limbo without its authentication from the president. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The US Ambassador to Nepal, Dean Richard Thompson, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Ramesh Rijal, yesterday. During the meeting held at Minister Rijal's office in Singha Darbar, they discussed issues ranging from Nepal-US bilateral relations to trade and investment. On the occasion, Minister Rijal applauded the US government for its assistance to Nepal's development. In reply, US Ambassador Thompson pledged to provide policy assistance to Nepal in achieving economic growth. Nepal Rashtra Bank has said the remittance inflow has increased by 24.2% in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year. With the increment, Nepal received 103.39 billion rupees in remittance in the current fiscal year. During the same period in the last year, the country had seen 0.2% decrease in remittance inflow. Cases of coronavirus have decreased in the country. A total of 17 new cases of COVID-19 were detected while conducting 505 tests, according to the Ministry of Health and Population. The Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Dr. Chumman Lal Das, said the cases of COVID-19 were decreasing. Das said coronavirus infection was also decreasing in India and the main reason behind the decrease was vaccination. There are 141 active cases in the country as of now, with 14 of them in isolation, 5 in the intensive care unit and 1 on ventilator supports. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Nearly 1,000 people have been arrested in Pakistan's state of Punjab since protest erupted on Tuesday. People have been protesting across Pakistan after former Prime Minister and Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Party Chairman Imran Khan was arrested on charge of illegally selling state gifts. An Islamabad court has indicted Khan for unlawfully selling state gifts during his premiership from 2018 to 2022. According to Al Jazeera, at least 5 people were killed. 25 people were injured amid protest in Peshawar, the capital of northwestern province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Likewise, authorities in Pakistan, southwestern province of Balochistan have also requested the deployment of army in view of the prevailing law and order situation. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Gandaki province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Top leaders of major parties meet in Singha Darbar. Prime Minister urges all not to connect their meeting with fake Putney's refugee scam. Former Home Minister Balkrishna Khar sent to custody for 3 days for investigation into his alleged connection to fake Putney's refugee scam. UML suspends party secretary Toh Bahadur Raimaji following arrest warrant against him. And at least 5 people killed and more than 1,000 arrested in protest in Pakistan against Imran Khan's arrest. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.